This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx. This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
It's like that.
A thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
there. Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500. Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. This is Nick.
This is Jack.
Welcome back. It is Monday, November 27th. And today's pod is the best one yet. It is a T-Boy, Jack.
Merry almost Christmas time.
I had to ask you, everyone's wondering, we got to know, how did that turtleneck go over, man?
Oh, during Thanksgiving?
Yeah, your turtleneck.
I was sweating. It's a hot top. Now I know why turtles like to swim.
Yetis, welcome back from Thanksgiving. Whether you wore a turtleneck or a cute top, Jack, what's our first story for today's show?
For our first story, the number one deal you're going to see this Cyber Monday is BOGO deals. Buy one, get one free.
BOGO. It's actually America's favorite deal, but it's got a sneaky twist.
For our second story, this wasn't just a Thanksgiving this past week. It was the first ever Ozempic Thanksgiving.
Yetis, the winner this year wasn't dinner. The winner was Tupperware.
And our third and final story is the UNC women's field hockey team. They just won a national championship with the youngest coach in Division I history.
Jack, what's the lesson here?
We've been thinking about job experience completely wrong.
Job experience, throw it out the window.
But Yetis, before we hit that wonderful mix of stories.
Just so much fun preparing this mix today, Jack. Wild mix of stories.
Today isn't just Cyber Monday. It's also the first Monday after Thanksgiving, and that means one thing.
Oh, it means Christmas songs.
Back in November, it was acceptable to complain about Christmas music coming too early.
But the first Monday after Thanksgiving, Jack?
It's unacceptable to not accept Christmas music right now.
It's socially acceptable to only be playing Christmas music right now.
But get this shocking headline that Nick and I noticed.
Sit down, stand up, and turn up the volume again.
The number one song of the holidays has fallen to the number two song, according to Spotify.
That's right. The Queen of Christmas hath been dethroned.
Yeah, it is. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. It's been the top song of the holidays every year since it debuted.
Honestly, Jack and I would play a clip, but Mariah would sue us all the way up to the North Pole.
But this year, right now, Mariah's holiday hit has fallen to number two.
Jack, what is the number one holiday song in America right now, my friend?
You're not gonna believe it. It's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Brenda Lee's hit song from back in 1958 is number one right now.
Nick and I remember it most from Home Alone. It's when Macaulay Culkin is throwing that fake party in his house with the Michael Jordan cutout.
And then that song comes on, he tricks Marvin Harry, and someone actually, like, loses an eye, I think.
He's trying to make Marvin Harry think there's people in the house, yeah.
Well, that 1950s song was sung by Brenda Lee back when she was only 13 years old.
That's right. The number one Christmas song today was sung in the 50s by a 13-year-old.
And now, the reason this song is number one, it may be because it's the 65th anniversary of Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
And it may not be number one for long. I think Mariah Carey's going to rally to take the crown this year.
Mariah's from Long Island. You just don't bet against Mariah Carey.
But either way, we won't ask for much this Christmas.
We won't even wish for snow.
But who will have the number one holiday song?
This year, it looks like no one knows.
Yetis, we're pumped to be back.
Mariah, let's hit our three stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea to cause a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, the most popular deal this Cyber Monday, it's BOGO deals. Buy one, get one free.
But there's a dirty secret about BOGO deals you need to know about.
Yeah, it is. We know what's going on. Your secret's safe with us, isn't it, Jack?
It's Cyber Monday. You're at your computer at work, but you got 43 tabs open comparison shopping the best Cyber Monday deal.
One sec, Jack. I just purchased a Momofuku hot sauce and six pairs of khakis.
Pro tip, figure out the keyboard shortcut to hide all tabs.
You're zooming into the meeting while you're shopping at Macy's. And Jack, I know you just got another turtleneck.
I didn't put it on the company card though. Don't worry.
Don't worry, I won't check. But Yetis, we have all seen BOGO deals. Buy one wallet, get one wallet free.
Buy one cute top, get one free.
Oh, the first ever BOGO deal, when was it, Jack?
The first ever BOGO deal was in 1908.
A department store back in 1908 advertised buy one wool dress, get one wool dress free.
Because wool dresses is all you wore back then.
Back then, that was like the thing.
But today, buy one, get one free is both the most common retail discount and shoppers' favorite kind of discount.
Yetis, 80% of all free promos are buy one, get one free promos.
America doesn't run on Dunkin'. It runs on buy one, get one free iced coffees.
Hey, Darlene, make it a double.
And the reason BOGOs are so popular is that stores love them.
Because it helps them get rid of inventory.
But shoppers love them too.
Because it feels kind of like 50% off.
Yeah, if you get two, they're both 50% off.
But Yetis, here's what Jack and I found fascinating about this story. According to the Wall Street Journal, the classic BOGO deal is entering a brand new era.
It's being used as a sneaky strategic weapon, and you need to know about it.
Interestingly, Yeti, stores are wrapping BOGO deals in clever language to strategically hit different types of goals.
For example, you might see the promotion Domino's Emergency Pizza out there.
Oh, yeah. What exactly is that promotion, Jack?
If you buy one pizza, you get one free, basically.
Pretty simple. But, Jack, we should sprinkle on a little context here because you can't order the two pizzas at once, can you?
No, the free pizza only comes if you stop by a second time.
Oh, and that second order, it has to be an online order.
And you have to enroll in Domino's loyalty program to make that online order.
Oh, you see what just happened here, Yetis?
Yeah, Domino's used the BOGO promotion to hit their app download goals.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, Domino's, you almost pulled it off.
BOGO used to be about 50% off free and fun. Now it's about terms and conditions.
You let the marketing team hang out with the legal team, Jack.
So Yetis, this Cyber Monday, expect a whole bunch more BOGO deals than you've ever seen before.
And expect a little bit more red tape, too.
They're going to make you download an app and stop by the store a second time.
Terms and conditions apply. Please see end of podcast for more details. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for all our buddies shopping right now on Cyber Monday?
BOGO is actually BOGO BA. Buy one, get one, and buy another.
Yetis, super interesting data that we got on BOGO deals from the burger chain Shake Shack.
Shake Shack's business slows after lunch, but before dinner. So they introduced a buy one, get one fries deal between the hours of 2 and 5 o'clock.
Pretty straightforward. Buy one fry, get a second fry free.
But get this, the data shows diners came in not just for the BOGO fries deal, they ended up buying entire meals for the whole group.
They were lured by the free French fries, but they also end up buying burgers, shakes, and a side of tater tots.
Oh, and the best part? This BOGO deal did not hurt the profit margins during their peak dinner hours.
Because people willing to pay full price still came in at the peak dinner hours.
It's the price-sensitive diners who came during the dead hours to get that buy one, get one free deal.
So besties, watch out for all the fine print on those BOGO deals this holiday sales season.
And watch out, because you're actually BOGO BA.
Yeah, BOGO BA. Buy one, get one.
Buy another.
For our second story, we just had our first ever Ozempic Thanksgiving. The magic weight loss pill was more visible than ever over our biggest food holiday.
Now, Nick and I want to see what a post-Ozempic world looks like. So we're turning to Blue Zones.
Yetis, did you notice more leftovers over Thanksgiving this year, Jack?
Did you notice fewer members of the Clean Plate Club at your dinner table this year?
Well, usually Uncle Tommy's out by 5 o'clock in a food coma, man.
This year he was doing jumping jacks after dinner.
I was like, what's wrong? Is it because I put a prune in the stuffing again? People seem to enjoy that.
Yetis, in the past year, the top breakthrough in this economy, besides AI, has been Ozempic.
Ozempic, Wegovy, all those new weight loss drugs are the game changers for people who happen to be overweight.
But many of us had our first encounter with Wegovy and Ozempic over Thanksgiving.
Jack and I were talking about it over the weekend. Ozempic was the guest of honor at a lot of tables this year.
Whether someone announced it or didn't announce it, someone at that table might have been on Ozempic.
2023 was Ozempic's first Thanksgiving.
This drug chemically reduces your appetite to eat food.
It makes you less hungry for that salami.
Demand for this expensive premium weight loss drug is so hot right now that Novo Nordisk has become the most valuable company in all of Europe.
Demand for this drug is so hot right now that Novo Nordisk is now rationing the weight loss drug.
It's Denmark's most valuable thing.
Yeah, shortages are even expected for the whole next year. That's how much people want this thing.
To get some of this drug right now, you got to know a guy who knows a guy who knows a doctor.
Yeah, head over to Washington Square Park. Can you hook a brother up?
That's good. That's why this single Ozempic drug has been moving the stock market and entire economics.
This phenomenon is bearish for snack food companies because people are going to crave fewer potato chips.
Krispy Kreme stock just got downgraded because of Ozempic.
But this Ozempic phenomenon is bullish for Tupperware because people are going to eat less stuffing.
Need more storage for more leftovers.
And Ozempic is even considered good for airlines.
Get this, Yetis. Morgan Stanley did a study. Ozempic could save airlines $80 million on fuel because passengers are lighter overall.
Yetis, it is shocking market-moving material, but it's still not clear how Ozempic will affect other industries.
Yeah, like if you're on Ozempic, are you more likely or less likely to join a gym?
We're not sure.
But one study estimates that 93 million Americans could use Ozempic or a drug like it sometime soon.
So Yetis, after Ozempic's first Thanksgiving, we want to know, what will a post-Ozempic world look like?
What will it look like when millions of obese and overweight Americans no longer are obese or overweight?
Well, Jack and I think it'll look like our takeaway. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies who are Ozempic?
To see what a post-Ozempic America looks like, look to Blue Zones.
Look at the Blue Zones. Yetis, there are specific regions in the world where people simply live longer and healthier lives.
Researchers are fascinated by them. They've called them Blue Zones.
In fact, National Geographic has identified two of those Blue Zones in the world.
Okinawa, Japan, and Sardinia, Italy.
Now, what do they notice from these Italians and Japanese people who live longer, healthier lives in these Blue Zones, Jack?
People in Blue Zones find purpose with hobbies or things to care for.
People in Blue Zones stay active with their hands and their feet, often by continuing to work later in life.
And people in Blue Zones maintain friendships longer and visit friends more often.
And now, besties, Wall Street is obsessed with the Ozempic effect and how it could hurt sales of certain products like Doritos and burritos.
But based on what we see in Blue Zones right now, Ozempic could make people more productive, more active, and more social.
Besties, those are some major public health benefits.
We think they're big enough to actually boost the economy. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yetis, how good is the feeling of finally getting something off your chest?
You've been wanting to say it. You've been waiting to say it.
But you bottled it up.
In Waspy, Vermont, where I grew up, we didn't talk much about our problems. We were encouraged to keep them to yourself.
Yetis, bottling up your feelings is just horrible for you because eventually it blows up with an outburst. And then while it's stewing, it makes your whole stomach feel terrible.
We encourage you to get it off your chest. And the perfect place to do that is therapy.
You will not believe how good it feels to say something that has been left unsaid, and you can practice with a therapist and then end up telling your loved ones the best way possible later on.
You don't have to tell them, but you could. It's 100% up to you. Oh, and by the way, What you tell your therapist remains completely confidential.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/T-Boy today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/T-Boy.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
For our third and final story, the youngest ever Division I coach is a 23-year-old who just won a national championship.
Because the way we measure job experience is the wrong way to measure job experience.
Funny thing Jack and I noticed. The number one sports story discussed at our Thanksgiving tables this year, what was it, Jack? It
wasn't football or baseball.
No.
It was women's collegiate field hockey this year.
Because the best player ever could be the best coach ever.
Because last week, North Carolina won the Division I National Championship for women's field hockey.
Okay, this thing was wild, wasn't it, Jack? It was like a double overtime shootout thriller, 2-1. This thing got really close.
North Carolina beat Northwestern for the second year in a row in the finals, and that was UNC's 11th national title.
But Yetis, pause the pod for a second, because this isn't a sports story. The way Jack and I see it, this is really a management story.
Because it's not about who was on the field. It's about who was coaching.
Jack, could you introduce us, please, to the 23-year-old Aaron Mattson?
UNC just won the national championship with the youngest coach in Division I college history.
Aaron Mattson, 23 years old. Could you do a little math for us over there, please, Jack?
She was offered the job when she was 22. And she accepted.
Yeah, she was born in the year 2000. That's after Beanie Babies were a thing.
I think Justin Timberlake had already split up from NSYNC.
If you ask her about Y2K, no idea. No idea what Y2K is.
And yet she just coached UNC Chapel Hill to a record 11th national championship.
But besties, that's not even the wildest part about this story.
Just 6 months ago, Coach Aaron was a student at UNC.
That's right. This year, she's coaching the team, but last year, she was playing on the team.
Aaron Mattson has won 4 national championships as a player, including 3 National Player of the Year trophies.
She should be doing like an unpaid internship at some bank right now. Instead, she's coaching her old team.
After incredible on-field success, she spat out her mouth guard, took off her shin pads, and grabbed a clipboard.
Yeah, she left her dorm room and she grabbed a 1-bedroom apartment down the street.
She's now coaching her former teammates.
I mean, it's a little awkward, right, Jack?
The sophomores, juniors, and seniors used to play with her last year.
She's like ordering Bianca to run laps. Meanwhile, she used to pregame with Bianca before the Sig Siget party. I mean, Jack, last year it was cool if she was at the team party. This year, I don't know if that's cool.
Toga party? I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that, Bianca.
But yet, it's like we said, this isn't a sports story. This is a management story. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at UNC?
Shared experience beats individual experience.
Yetis, Adam Grant is a legendary behavioral psychologist. We love the way that he studies work.
One of our favorite studies Adam Grant did concluded that work experience is overrated.
Here's the study, besties. So they looked at surgeons at hospitals, and they discovered that surgeons performed better the longer they worked at the hospital.
But when those surgeons switched to a new hospital, their performance suddenly dropped.
Okay, so Jack, what was the insight from this study?
Work experience is most valuable if that experience is with the same team.
Right. That shared experience is more valuable than individual experience.
And that shared experience, that's exactly the success that Coach Aaron has had at UNC, being a former player.
So, Jack, what's the lesson for the managers out there?
Retaining people on your team is really valuable because they have shared experience.
And what's the lesson for the individuals out there?
Gaining experience with one team is the most valuable experience you can gain.
So, Yetis, add it all up, and this UNC field hockey coach tells us something about how you work.
Shared experience beats individual experience.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways over there to kick off the week?
This holiday season, BOGO deals will be the most popular kinds of promotions.
But watch out, Yetis, because before you know it, BOGO becomes BOGO-BA. Buy one, get one, buy another.
For our second story, we just experienced our first ever Ozempic Thanksgiving.
So we're wondering what a post-Ozempic world looks like, and it looks like the Blue Zones.
For our third and final story, North Carolina just won the national championship with the youngest coach in D1 history.
The lesson here, shared experience beats individual experience. Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Brendan Griffin from lovely Mount Airy, Maryland.
This is a wild fact. The Guinness Book of World Records was created by Guinness, the brewery in Ireland.
It was actually created to settle bar arguments because it was born out of a bar argument.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Two guys were arguing about some like trivia fact at a bar.
Well, conveniently, one of those guys happened to be the director of Guinness's brewery.
And he's like, I want to be able to settle disputes so that a fight doesn't break out.
And he created one of the greatest marketing moves of all time. The Guinness Book of World Records was first published in 1955.
They still haven't responded to our submission for the best one yet. They think it's too general a category.
We told them it was a T-boy, but apparently that wasn't enough.
Apparently they haven't listened to the show.
Yetis, you look fantastic to kick off the week. Jack, you're looking fantastic. I'm going to see you tomorrow in San Francisco.
Yeah, we got our live show this week.
Our first live T-Boy recording this week with a studio audience. It's going to be fantastic, man.
We're actually going to publish the live episode on Thursday as our regular pod, so you can look forward to it too.
Put that in the Guinness Book of World Records, Jack.
It's an exciting week. Nick and I will see you tomorrow.
Can't wait. And before we go, congratulations to legendary Yetis Tim and Dana Maloney, who just had their second baby, Colin Jacob Maloney, in San Francisco.
Good thing he's got a Rivian to hold this growing family, Nick.
Good point, Jack. And to Nina, a second grader from Los Angeles, we wanted to give you a shout out for T-Boy Tuesday.
Her favorite day is T-Boy Tuesday.
And she whipped up some incredible artwork, by the way. It was so cool, Nina. Thanks for sending us that.
Nina, you're an artist.
And Aaron Agaby is on the way to school in Fairfax, Virginia, and Aaron is celebrating a birthday.
Happy 30th birthday to Hannah Bailey, who's celebrating with her pooch in Los Gatos, California.
And Joel Randazzo is turning 13 over in Germany. How do you say that, Jack?
Alles Gute zum Geburtstag.
And Emily Tiernan, the Princeton Tiger, is celebrating a belated birthday.
And happy birthday to Mira Cobbs, who's chowing down a turkey-shaped birthday cake right now in Orlando, Florida.
And Rafe G, congratulations on the new job in Boston, just outside Boston.
Congrats to Parker Cole, who's got a new job in Chicago.
Doing logistics. And to Claudine Madamba, who just passed her nursing exam, congratulations and celebrate that win.
And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Krispy Kreme, Nick owns stock of Shake Shack, and we both own stock of Spotify. If you like the best one yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.